This is the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm James Erpine. It is great to be with you on a Monday on Twitter. At James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. You can subscribe iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher to get all of our podcasts daily. Right here with Locked On Reds and LockedOnReds.com, where my guy Jeffrey Carr is writing about the Reds, who are in Milwaukee for a three-game series against the Brewers. And it's interesting because Brewers are still fighting now in this division. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. First, I want to recap what happened over the weekend. It was Reds, it was Cubs. And since we last talked, well, the Reds, they've won a game. They've won a game. They're now 64-86. Only gave up 5 runs to the Cubs Friday through Sunday. Think about that. 5 runs and in that 3-game series. And instead of coming away with 2 wins, maybe sweeping the Cubs, they lost 2 out of 3. Let's start with Friday night, where the 64-86 Reds took on the Cubs. And Matt Harvey, well, he pitched a dandy. Won 6 innings. Walked 1, 6 strikeouts, 96 pitches. Here's the part that really makes me mad. Jim Riggleman took him out. Why would you do that? Why would you take him out? Why would you take him out? He's Matt Harvey. Pitch him. Pitch him. Get him out there. I have a weird feeling that this team is going to re-sign. This organization is going to re-sign Matt Harvey. Because that's a move you make if he's going to be part of your future. If he's not part of your future, you trade him. Well, they didn't trade him. If he's not part of your future, you pitch him and you get as much out of him as you can. They didn't. And I get it. He threw 96 pitches. He didn't have another inning. He was cruising against the Cubs. Cruising. 6 innings pitched. And then the Cubs tacked on three runs in the 7th, and boom, the Reds lose 3-2 on Friday. So they lose game 1. Then game 2 comes around. And Cody Reed, he pitched his tail off. I didn't see this. Goes toe-to-toe with John Lester. 91 pitches, 5 innings, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts, no runs. The Cubs scored 1 run in the 6th inning. John Lester went 7, didn't give up any runs. And the Reds lose 1-0. That stinks. So that dropped them to 63-86. And then yesterday, another quality outing. 3 quality outings now in a row for this Reds starting pitching against an offense like the Cubs, against a team fighting for a lot like Chicago. That's big. Luis Castillo went 6 2/3 innings, gave up a run, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts, 98 pitches. That is the type of game you need from Luis Castillo. He needs to build up some confidence going into next year. Good to see that. Picked up his 10th win of the year, now 10-12 on the season. Russell Iglesias came in and got the 1 inning save with 11 pitches that he threw. It's his 27th save of the season. Phil Irvin and Scott Schebler homered for the Reds as they win 2-1 yesterday. Let's hear from some of those Reds. This is Luis Castillo, Amir Garrett, Scott Schebler, and Jim Riggleman on the Reds' 2-1 win yesterday over the Chicago Cubs.
A little more comfortable giving some rope to Castillo. You know, he's been so good for us, and you know, he really is taking some steps in the right direction.
You had a thought of taking him out, I think, or at least sent Danny out there, but you decided to leave him in, and it paid off for you, didn't it?
Well, we were never really going to take him out. It was if things multiplied there and they ran it up on us, but he was going to have to give up the lead today before I took him out, in those earlier innings. And, he finished up strong for us, and Amir got a big out for us, a really big out. And, Jared Hughes, just another great inning. Yesterday and today both, Jared Hughes, really sharp.
Sí, tú sabes que ya, gracias a Dios.
Yes, we get to the point that I made the adjustment already. And I think all my pitches are working really good for me right now. And I've been working really hard, and you can see the difference when I'm on the mound right now compared to the beginning of the season.
Put a good swing on a ball. I'm just trying to make contact at this place. Historically, I'm pretty awful in Wrigley, so honestly, it's just nice to put a barrel on a ball. I felt like the first game I swung the bat well and didn't get results, but overall, I felt pretty good today. So it was good to definitely get Castillo a lead early.
I'm just trying to do my job. That's all. Castillo had just a great game, and
coaching them not to let those runs score. You know, and lefty up. Like Rizzo, he's a great hitter. I just felt like I threw my best pitches at him today. And you know, it's going to continue to be some tough battles as long as with anybody else, but with him as well. For me and being a lefty, him being a lefty hitter, it's always going to be intense. You know, sometimes he's going to get me, sometimes I'm going to get him. But we're just going to keep battling each other.
That's Amir Garrett yesterday. So that was Luis Castillo, Scott Schebler, Jim Riggleman, and Amir Garrett. Look, it's a nice win. It stinks for the Reds because they gave up 5 total runs in 3 games against the Cubs on the road at Wrigley, and they only pick up 1 win. And now you're looking 64-86. You're in danger now. There's 12 games left. They have to go 4-8. 4-8 gets you to 68 wins, which is what you've had over the past 2 seasons. Can you do better than that? Well, at Milwaukee, they're still fighting for 3. At Miami, I mean, those are winnable, absolutely, but still on the road for 3, or 4, excuse me. Kansas City, home, 2 games there, 640 starts. And then you close out the season at home, Pittsburgh, for a 3-game series. It's going to be tough. You got to get 4 or more. Can you imagine if this team only got 3? Could you imagine if they dropped back farther from where they were a year ago? With all the good things that's happened, I feel like this team has gotten better in a lot of ways. A lot of ways. But the starting pitching, as I talked about yesterday, they got it all, or the last podcast on Friday, they got it over the weekend, and they need to see that. I think out of the last 12 games, that's what you want, is to see these young guys. Cody Reed, how big was that for him on Saturday? It's great to see. They need to keep that up. It'll be interesting to see if that happens. Real quick, since we're talking about this, let's get a look at the division. And the division standings, obviously the Reds are in 5th place in the NL Central. They are 23.5 games back of the Cubs. Pittsburgh, right at 500, 74-74, 12.5 back. St. Louis, 3rd, 82-68 on the season. So they will finish over 500 again this season. They're 5.5 back. Milwaukee, surging a bit. They've lost 2 in a row, though. They were surging up until the weekend. They are 85-65 on the year and 2.5 games back from the Chicago Cubs, who are 87-62. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out between Milwaukee and Chicago as they battle for the division title. Naturally, Milwaukee going to have to do damage. When you get the last place team in town, now, I mean, Milwaukee's probably looking at this and saying, hey, we need to sweep the Reds. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. We will talk about tonight who's on the mound for the Reds, what's going to happen with the Reds at Miller Park. We'll discuss that next as the Locked On Reds podcast rolls on. Quick reminder, if you're throwing down money on this game, or you're throwing down money on any kind of sporting event with the NFL in town or anything like that, NFL season in full swing, I'll urge you to use MyBookie. MyBookie is where it is at. You wonder where you can bet or where you can go to bet. MyBookie is the place for it. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why I tell people to bet with MyBookie. I would only recommend a service that I've used. So if I'm recommending this service to you, it's certainly something I've used. I used it over the weekend in the NFL, college football as well. I'm urging you to use it as well. You win, they pay with MyBookie. MyBookie is slammed with new bettors. If you deposit after 7 p.m. Eastern time, you're going to get an additional $25 free pay. All you got to do is go to MyBookie Online, MyBookie, and use promo code LOCKEDON25. I'm James Erpine, and this is the Locked On Reds podcast. Let's talk about tonight, because it's Reds on the road in Milwaukee. They take on the Brewers. The Brewers, like I said, just 2.5 games out of first place in the Central. They're going to do everything they can to win the division, and they're right in the hunt of it with the Cubs, with just 12 games to go for the Reds. Looking at tonight, Anthony DeSclafani on the mound, 7-5 on the year, a 4.8 earned run average with 87 strikeouts, goes up against Wade Miley, who comes in 4-2 on the year with a 2.23 earned run average. The Reds struggled to score runs this past weekend in Chicago. They're going to have to score runs tonight if they expect to beat the Brewers. Wade Miley can deal, and certainly has, based on his ERA this season. It's a must-win for the Cubs. And honestly, the Reds got to get some games. The last thing you want to do is finish 68-94 again, 4-8. I think there's a chance it could happen as I hit the wrong bumper music there. I hit the intro. Let's listen to the outro. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Back at it tomorrow with the recap of tonight's game and so much more as we roll on. Going to get some guests as the season rolls on here, wears down, grinds to a halt, stops, etc. Final 2 weeks of the year. We got to get some guests just to recap what we've seen, and then it'll be manager watch. Jim Riggleman, you're really giving him the job, especially after Friday night when he took Matt Harvey out? I wouldn't. We'll see what the Reds do. I'm James Rapine. Thanks for listening today on the Locked On Reds podcast.